This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Congressman says, force gun owners to get rid of assault weapons. Now, America, listen carefully. What would solidify, in your minds, the definition of you are under attack? Because you are under attack. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Samuel Adams, Massachusetts ratifying convention, said in 1788, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Let me say it again. The Constitution shall never be construed, okay, it shall never be taken out of context, to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Now, a question I would lay to your candor, and if you'd like to call in and answer it, please do. What was the reason that our forefathers established the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Washington reports, MSNBC, a congressman has proposed outlawing military-style semi-automatic assault weapons and force existing owners to sell their weapons or face prosecution. A major departure from prior gun control proposals that typically exempt existing firearms. Now, isn't that funny? Because we were just talking about this. May 4th, I published Nazi-style disarmament. And look, as people who do not learn from history suffer the same mistakes. Adolf Hitler said in 1935, this year will go down in history for the very first time a civilized nation has full gun registration. Our streets will be safer, our police more efficient, and the world will follow our lead into the future. What I'm going to do in the up and coming segments is I'm going to systematically show you the similarities of the same spirit, of the same sight, type of sons and daughters of Belial that work against law, not for law. I also want you to keep in mind, America, that this congressman, I'm going to give you his name right now, Eric Swalwell, out of California. Eric Swalwell, out of California. Matter of fact, this brings my attention to also, this was a Democrat. I'm not getting caught up into divide and conquer the Democrats versus the Republicans because it's unconstitutional, period. And you all know it's unconstitutional, but it's interesting how the conversation's led over and over and over again by today's conservatives, dividing the people one against another, by dividing the American people against one another through the systematic parties that are set up to divide and conquer, namely the Democrats versus the Republicans, so on and so forth. And there's never resolved. This is called circular reasoning for those that do not understand the system in which is in place. And it was also Jesus that said, if a house be divided against itself, how can it stand? That's exactly right. How can it stand? Now, America, I want you to know, just to kind of break down the party barriers once again, I have information on 18, I believe it's 18 individuals that call themselves Republicans that voted for more gun control in the United States of America. And again, keep in mind what I'm going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here. Meet the 16 Republicans who voted to advance gun control. Obviously, McCain's in there. Why Songbird McCain is still there, that is a reflection of the American people and their tolerance. Coburn out of Oklahoma, Wicker out of Mississippi, Kirk out of Illinois, Jackson out of Georgia. I can't see this other guy's name, forgive me. Hoeven out of North Dakota, shame on you, sir. Heller out of Nevada. We got Graham out of South Carolina. All these people that put themselves up into the light of the, into the face of the people as being the righteous people, folks, are the ones behind closed doors that are attempting to disarm you. We have Flake out of Arizona, Toomey out of Pennsylvania. If I say that name wrong, forgive me. The writing is so small, friends. Tennessee, Corker. We have Collins out of Maryland, Alexander out of Tennessee, Aote out of New Hampshire. Then we have Burr from North Carolina. And Gambliss, I believe, or Chambliss, forgive me if I said that wrong, out of Georgia. These are the Republicans who had voted to advance more gun control. You need to understand, folks, the purpose of those that represent we the people for the 1,000,000th time is to magnify the laws found in our constitutional republic. The oath that they themselves swore to uphold is the very, instead of magnifying the laws, the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, they are systematically tearing away at them little by little until the point where you are disarmed completely. You can mark my words, because that's exactly what history teaches us. But you are tolerating representatives in your country that swore with their hand on the Bible before God and man to uphold the Constitution and the enumerated laws found within, that are again attempting to tear them down and tear away at your God-given rights. When that takes place, you are, as citizens, to zero in on these representatives lawfully and remove them. You don't have to wait till the end of their tenure, their service towards their special interest groups. Let's call it for what it is, America. You don't have to wait until they're done destroying over a 2 to 4 year period of time, or perhaps the president an 8 year period of time concerning his tenure. No, once they begin to tear away and violate their own sworn oath, you are then, right then and there, to deal with them. And the way that you do that is you go to Article 2, Section 4. Now, I want to read it, because this applies to every single individual that works for we the people, okay? It applies to the president. It applies to the vice president. And all, let me capitalize A-L-L, okay? All civil officers of the United States. They shall be removed from office on impeachment for... okay? And conviction of. I am so sick and tired of seeing people talk about, we need to demand their resignation. Oh my goodness. Yeah. You know what? We impeach them and then we prosecute them. You're forgetting the second part of that. Because it's justice that guards our liberties, not their resignations, friends. But listen, they shall be impeached for conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. The smallest of offenses. This is all found in Article 2, Section 4. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also, check out, friends, I just got done. I'll have it posted right after the show today. But it's a brand new article I did. Facebook's CIA-controlled standard of fact-checking, Snopes.com. Think again, friends. I want to highlight this real quick. David Michelson, the CEO of Snopes.com, said, Snopes has no set requirements for fact-checkers because the variety of the work would be difficult to encompass in any single blanket of standards. In other words, truth is subject to what they want it to be. Okay? And that is very dangerous. In other words, they're revising, they're rewriting history, and they're doing this with the payroll on the behalf of the Michelsons from none other than the CIA. Now, keep in mind, the CIA, back in 1944, it was actually President Truman who said he would have never voted in favor of the CIA had he known that it was the U.S. version of Germany's Gestapo. And we understand that, and we can see again here in the present, Snopes.com, that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree concerning the CIA. This is a different show as well. I just did some homework watching some documentaries on the Kent State Massacre back in the 70s, and they did an interview with a teacher, and it was an old lady at this point, but she was a very level-headed, very sound in her thought and her conversation, the things that she was sharing. And it was absolutely amazing, friends, the information that came out of her back in the 60s and the 70s, who was behind the provocateurs and setting of fires and threatening people to stand down from exposing the government from what they had just done under the man that's now in hell, and rightly so, Mr. Nixon, and the crimes against we the people even back in the 60s. But I'm saying this for the very purpose of equating this to the CIA and the FBI and the NSA and all these bureaucracies that have been created. Folks, these bureaucracies have been created are corrupt from the very inception. And again, going back to this woman's story, because she was there during the Kent massacre where four students were killed by the National Guard. It's just amazing. I told my kids right after I watched this 45-minute interview, I said, this just further solidifies the point that all these bureaucracies that the government has created are there to protect special interest groups against we the people. And it is over the top. And just think, if it's going on back during the 1970s and the 60s with John F. Kennedy, and you can go back further than that, since its inception, might I add, it's been nothing but corruption. It's been corrupt fruit that we've seen on the branches of the FBI, of that of the CIA, of that of the NSA, of that of other bureaucracies that have been created in America, and we need to keep them in check. And for the good people that are inside of these bureaucracies, uphold the Constitution and see how long it lasts before you finally get in trouble for doing the right thing. Folks, today, it doesn't take much to get in trouble. That's all you have to do is tell the truth. Matter of fact, it was Orwell that said it's a revolutionary act to tell the truth in the time of deception. And that's exactly where we're at today. You know what? We're not asking for permission from the devil to tell the truth. I just want everybody to understand that. We obey God here. Check out this brand new video that I'm talking about right here. Facebook CIA controlled standard of fact checking, Snopes.com. Think again. Think again, friends. It's a great video. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, double E. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, YouTube, friends, check it out. You're going to love it. Also, check out our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, for what it's worth. BradleyDean1. Again, double E, BradleyDean1. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsofliberty.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it truly is. A terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Here we follow the Christ, and we make reference constantly to the Bible and the Constitution because, again, rightly put by the 7th President, Andrew Jackson, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, a fact in which nobody can deny. A fact in which nobody can deny. During the first segment, I was highlighting a congressman. He wants to force gun owners to get rid of assault weapons. See, America, this is why I continuously highlight the fact that either you deal with corrupt politicians and remove them not next month, not at the end of their tenure, but now, and prosecute them for their crimes. And tell Americans, send the message to prosecute corrupt politicians the way that Donald Trump promised, in which he has not done to this day. Friends, to this date, you need to understand that it's now your job, and it always has been your job, to deal with them all the way from the top to the very bottom. Now, congressman saying force gun owners to get rid of assault weapons is also very similar to the language of Nazi-style disarmament. And I'm going to be talking about that in just a couple moments here. But I want to go back again to the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, where it applies to the president for the smallest of violations. The vice president, for the smallest of violations. All civil officers, those that work for we the people, for the smallest offenses towards the Constitution of the United States, shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of high crimes, treason, Article 3, Section 3, by the way, bribery or other high crimes, and here's the kicker, misdemeanors. America, while you're sitting back waiting for Donald Trump to clean or drain the swamp, just rest assured, friends, he's a part of the problem. He's a part of the problem. I'm not going to go through all this again, friends, but do keep in mind, friends, all of his promises on the campaign trail virtually have been reversed up to the present. What he said he was going to do, it's exactly the opposite of what he's done. And when I'm paying attention to what the conservatives and the professed Christians are posting, I'm like sitting there looking at these articles, thinking to myself, are you really, truly that blind? No, they're not. Are you really, truly that deaf? No, they're not. They're willfully blind and they're willfully deaf because the facts stare us down on a 24/7 basis concerning this present administration. And if you don't want to deal with it, America, then guess what? You're going to reap what you sow. You reap to the wind by doing nothing about the problem. You're going to reap the whirlwind. Whatever he does, you're going to reap it right along with him. And I'm doing my best to prevent that because prevention is better than cure. Let me highlight this article really quick. In a USA Today op-ed entitled Ban Assault Weapons, Buy Them Back, Go After Registers, this is all coming to you from Eric Swalwell and also 16 others in your Republican side of the aisle if you're caught up into that game. I want you to listen to what he said. He has proposed outlawing a military-style automatic assault weapons and forcing existing owners to sell their weapons or face prosecution. Did you hear what he said? This sounds like it's straight out of Hitler's Third Reich. I highlighted this article a week and a half ago. When I seen this, there it is. Thank you, Lord. Once again, he told us before it came to pass. I've been telling people that those that you tolerate in your representative government, friends, they have the spirit of those of the Nazis. And I'll tell you why. Because when you look at George Bush Sr., when you see him and when you've seen him take office, if you pay attention to the timeline, you can see we began to spiral out, downward, real swiftly after his presidency. It's been, top-notch mob. With nice suits on, friends. That's really the bottom line here. But top-notch, high-profile criminals from George Bush Sr., understanding who his daddy is, Prescott Bush, who is illegally financing Hitler's war. And let me remind you, America, 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died during World War II. There was not a household in America that did not feel loss. I want you to keep in mind that Prescott Bush was illegally in America as a senator financing Hitler's war while it was your boys dying fighting against the tyrant that we were sent to take out. I want you to think about that. It was the Bushes financing them. So we have George Bush, then we have the Clintons, we have Ahab, and we have Jezebel, and then we have none other than George Bush Sr., then we have September 11th, and then we have none other than Barack Hussein Obama, mysteriously comes in after 142 days of a Senate in the state of Illinois, mysteriously, and then we have none other than Mr. Donald Trump, while everybody's fast asleep once again because he's at the helm, or so you think. It's absolutely amazing what's taking place. Folks, what we're going to do is when we come back, I'm going to get right to it because there's much to cover. This year will go down in history for the first time a civilized nation has full gun registration. Our streets will be safer, our police more efficient, and the world will follow our lead into the future. This is the words of a murderous dictator, folks, and we know what he's responsible for. 2.5% of the population murdered off.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This year will go down in history for the first time a civilized nation has full gun registration. Our streets will be safer, our police more efficient, and the world will follow our lead into the future. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Again, imagine the people, 80 million people in that country during his rise to power. Can you imagine after the first violation, they upheld the law against his crimes? 2.5% of the population, world's population, once have had to be exterminated fighting against a tyrant like that of Adolf Hitler. I mean, how often, bringing it home, are Americans are made aware of the corruption of government that is out of control today? I mean, folks, I just gave you a highlight. I just gave you a highlight here, right here. Force gun owners to get rid of assault weapons. I mean, this is absolute craziness. This is your government saying, force gun owners to get rid of assault weapons, America. Let me remind you, the Constitution is as foreign to these that call themselves representatives as Chinese or Russian is to American people. Folks, it's foreign to them. They've created their own language, which is unconstitutional. It's the leaving of Herodians, and we're to beware of that, Jesus said. But here we are again. Read Luke 12:2, as a matter of fact. On a daily basis, corrupt politicians are being exposed. Not only to scandal after scandal with smoking gun in hand, now they've become so emboldened to just blatantly come out and say, hey, let's force gun owners to get rid of assault weapons. How corrupt are these people? And I've exposed the corruption of these anti-gunners. folks, in the past, 50 times over. And these are the ones that are calling for more gun control. Of course. Even in the light of day, when they boldly attack the right to bear arms, Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, like that of Rep. Eric Swalwell from California, this last week, who stated, force gun owners to get rid of assault weapon to the owners. And notice also what he said, folks, because that wasn't good enough. He said, by forcing them to basically forfeit their rights and forcing existing owners to sell their weapons, notice what follows. If they don't do that, then they're going to face prosecution. He said it. I didn't say it. I'm just telling you what he said, friends. The perennial gun control debate in America did not begin here. The same arguments for and against were made in the 1920s in the chaos of Germany's Weimar Republic, which opted for gun registration. Law-abiding persons complied with the law, but the communists and Nazis committing acts of political violence did not. Of course not, because criminals don't apply for the permits. In 1931, Weimar authorities discovered plans for a Nazi takeover in which Jews would be denied food and persons refusing to surrender their guns within 24 hours would be executed. They were written by Werner Best, a future Gestapo official. In reaction to such threats, the government authorized the registration of all firearms and the confiscation thereof, if required for, listen carefully as to what they deemed it, friends, for public safety. Now, really, what it is not public safety. Public disarmament is what it should have been labeled. The Interior Minister warned that the records must not fall into the hands of any extremist group because they did not want the people back then to see the crimes of those that meant to disarm them. In 1933, the ultimate extremist group led by Adolf Hitler seized power and used the records to identify, disarm, and attack political opponents and Jews. Are you seeing that today, America? Yes, you are. Constitutional rights were suspended. Mass searches for and seizures of guns and dissident publications ensued. Hello, you're seeing that today, America. Police revoke license of social democrats and others who were not politically reliable. In other words, those that would not comply to the dictates of he who wanted to play God, namely Adolf Hitler. I want you to listen to the wording here, because the police revoked gun licenses of social democrats and others who were not politically reliable. In other words, those that did not go along to get along. During the 5 years of repression that followed, society was cleansed by the National Socialist regime. I don't care about the names neither, friends. They create all these names. They're all in it together until in the end, they all begin to take each other out. It reminds me of none other than Bugsy Siegel. He was the guy that was in the mob back in the 20s and 30s that actually came up with something called the Flamingo, the casino out in Nevada there, Las Vegas. He said, you never have to worry about us killing anybody but our own. That's exactly right. Because Scripture clearly tells us that you're going to fall into the pit that you yourselves have dug. And so it is. Undesirables were placed in camps where labor made them free, and these people believed it. And normal rights of citizenship were taken from Jews and dissidents. The Gestapo banned independent gun clubs and arrested their leaders. Gestapo counsel Werner Best issued a directive to the police forbidding issuance of firearm permits to Jews or political dissidents. In 1938, Hitler signed a new gun control act. Now that many enemies of the state had been removed from society, some restrictions could be slightly liberalized, especially for Nazi Party members. But Jews were prohibited from working in the firearms industry, and .22 caliber hollow point ammunition was banned. Now listen carefully. The time had come to launch a decisive blow to the communities that resisted Adolf Hitler and his regime, to render it defenseless so that its ill-gotten property could be redistributed and an entitlement to the German folk. The German Jews were ordered to surrender all their weapons, and all the police had the records on all who had registered them. Even those who gave up their weapons voluntarily were turned over to the Gestapo. This took place in the weeks before what became known as the Night of the Broken Glass, occurred in November of 1938. Then the Jews were disarmed. Minimizing any risk of resistance is the strongest evidence that the pogrom, an organized massacre, was planned in advance. An incident was needed to justify unleashing the attack. So guess what? They sent in the brown shirts. This is what we would call false flag attacks. That incident would be the shooting of a German diplomat in Paris by a teenage Polish Jew. Hitler directed propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels to orchestrate the Night of Broken Glass. This massive operation, allegedly conducted as a search for weapons, entailed the ransacking of homes and businesses and the arson of synagogues. This is what I want you to take and put it in comparison, friends. In the present, you have a congressman in California saying force gun owners to rid of assault weapons, okay? And if not, they will face prosecution. Now listen to this. Back in the 30s, SS Chief Heinrich Himmler decreed that 20 years be served in concentration camps by any Jew, political dissidents, that possesses a firearm. Rusty revolvers and bayonets from the Great War were confiscated from Jewish veterans who had served with distinction. 20,000 Jewish men were thrown into concentration camps and had to pay ransoms to get released. Did you hear that? Or face prosecution or execution. The U.S. media covered about the events, and when France fell to Nazi invasion in 1940, the New York Times reported that the French were deprived of rights such as free speech and firearm possession, just as the Germans had been. Frenchmen who failed to surrender their firearms within 24 hours were subject to the death penalty. No wonder that in 1941, just days before the Pearl Harbor attack America, Congress reaffirmed Second Amendment rights and prohibited gun registration. In 1968, bills to register gun owners were debated, with opponents recalling the Nazi experience and supporters denying that the Nazis ever used registration records to confiscate guns. Folks, they're just deniers. The bills were defeated, as every such proposal has been ever since, including recent universal background check bills. Folks, you better think again if you don't think that your records are being collected. You've got to be out of your minds. Go purchase one. Go purchase a weapon. You law abiders, go purchase a weapon and tell me the process that they put you through. And are you going to suggest to me that they're not retaining your records? We got a phone call coming in from San Francisco, I believe. David, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, hi, Brad. When you opened the show, you weren't specifically talking about guns, but you were talking about the various ways that America had been tricked throughout the centuries. And, you know, starting right after the Revolutionary War, Alexander Hamilton started borrowing money from the British. He had the he created the first Federal Reserve,
That's right.
Bank of the United States, and had us borrowing money from the British. So our exchange rate had to be tied to the British pound, and who in their right mind would think that the people that we had just whipped would be lending us money?
Right.
So,
right.
The one thing that brings it up to today, though. Out in Ohio, they're voting on a gerrymandering bill. You know, they're trying to get rid of this problem, you know, where all of these congressional districts are being, you know, convoluted and Congress is made up of basically phony districts. Well, in the original Constitution, you know,
David, can I get you to hold for one moment? I'm going to pick you up right on the other side of the break, and I will let you vent, my friends. Forgive me.
Yeah,
folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to be right back on the other side with David from San Francisco. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. If you'd like to call in, last segment, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about congressmen talking about forcing gun owners to get rid of assault weapons, and if they don't forfeit them, then to face prosecution. And I am paralleling that, friends, with Nazi-style disarmament. They're saying the same exact things. Pre-disarming folks, those that were armed during that particular time. We have David from San Francisco calling in. David, I'm sorry for that little brief interruption, but go ahead and say on.
Well, appreciate it. Yeah, I'm got to let the commerce go through, so I'm not too opposed to ads. You know, the what I was leading up to is this election in Ohio today. They have this gerrymandering bill, which it's basically an okay bill, but it's basically a Band-Aid solution to what we got trapped in 1914. And you remember how we got suckered in 1914? That Congress suckered us into getting the Federal Reserve. And the same Congress limited Congress to a total of 435 congressmen. So that meant that for the last 100 years, we've been getting every congressman has a bigger and bigger and bigger workload. It was originally set at 30,000 people per congressman. And as the population got bigger, you would get more congressmen. But to limit Congress at 435 members meant that the workload on a congressman is now over 800,000. That's the average nationwide. And I think in Montana, they instead of one congressman for the entire state of Montana, they should have 19 of them. In the state of Ohio, they should actually have 388 congressmen instead of 16 of them is what they've got right now. And so they've got districts that are so huge that they're totally unmanageable, and you can't get taxation with representation. And you can see the divisions in America that are, you know, totally based upon, you know, if you've got people in, just look at Montana. You've got mountains, you've got prairies, you've got basically deserts, you've got waterlands, you've got parks and all sorts of different areas. All of them need different types of representation, and they're not going to get representation when you've just got one guy that is so overloaded that he can't get anything done. So, we got to look at this issue of taxation with representation and reverse what happened in 1914 with both the Federal Reserve and limiting Congress to 435 members.
Well, I think the problem is, and it comes back to the same, here's the problem, but here's also the resolve. When the American people begin to realize that it's their responsibility to correct government, because, again, government is a reflection of we the people, that's when we're going to see resolve. But if people want to stand back and allow them to fix the problems that they know all the well are not going to fix the problem, matter of fact, if you look to it, you're going to find that they're the ones that are creating the problems. But if the American people want to continuously allow the government, as we call them, with the mindset of they against us, and continuously add strength to their tyranny by allotting them and allowing them to do the things that they want to do to take care of the problems, well, nothing's going to get fixed and things are only going to get worse. So the resolve is the American people taking responsibility, David, in righting the wrongs. That's really what this comes down to.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously truth to that. They work for us. That's the biggest thing.
That's right.
You got to remember, and you know, if we just abdicate to them, then we're giving up on our own property, and so that whole issue of making sure that they know that we own the property and that they work for us.
Clarify that statement, though, because you made a really good point. To abdicate to them, explain to us what you just meant when you said that, David.
Well, abdicate means to give up. And when it comes to government or kings, abdication means, usually it means if a king steps down and or a political ruler steps down. But in the case of we the people, they work for us. You know, Trump is our employee. The congressman is our employee. The military, they're our employees. And if they're corrupt, we need to get them to right the wrongs and to work for us or step down. And
let me break in here, David. So do you see the governments, the politicians, do you see media educating the people as to the fact that they do work for us and not we for them? Or do you see the opposite to be true?
Well, it depends on where you are regionally. You know, I'm in San Francisco, and we're all the time getting advancements. I can remember 20 years ago, on election night, we got a good district attorney elected. We got some good judges elected. We legalized marijuana for medical. We raised our minimum wage. And I'm trying to think of what the other thing was. That was 1996. So we got five or six things done in a single night. There are sections of the country that are just treated like peasants, though, and they're always losing to the crooked politicians. Mm-hmm. But it's simply a matter of making sure that even if you only work for one candidate, you know, one city councilman or one maybe a library board or a school board member or something like that, everybody's got a skill. You know, there may be auto mechanics that don't feel qualified to talk about economics, but if they know how roads and bridges are supposed to be built to, you know, to withstand, you know, structural damage of tires or whatnot, it's up to them to speak their mind and make sure that that all of us are protected from their with their knowledge.
I mean, if you're going to pay for it, I mean, it's a good idea. I mean, if you go out and work for something and let's say you get a brand new car, I mean, you're excited to see how that thing operates. Well, the fact of the matter is many people don't realize that they're actually funding the government to do the things that they want to do. And I think it'd be a good idea for every single one of us to read the blue books in every single scenario concerning what the government is advocating our tax dollars for. After all, we're paying for it the same way that we would go out and buy a brand new truck. Let's read the books. Let's read the bills is what I'm trying to equate it to. I want to go back to something. I want to go back to something you said though, David, when you were talking about advocating. You know, it's interesting because what I took from your comment was the fact that the government continuously, along with the media, continuously lays on the people burden in hopes that the government will come and play the resolve. That which will bring the resolve concerning the issues that the media is highlighting to bring about the answers that they long for. And when you look at Donald Trump or any other administration, it's absolutely amazing how the people have been so dummied down to believe that for some reason or another, they're the ones that are going to bring us our answers. When in fact, over and over and over and over again, we find out the opposite is true. And what we also see is we see governments and the media working hand in glove, creating more dependency on the burdens and the oppressive measures that are thrown on the American people, as if to suggest somehow the government is the one that's going to bring about the resolve, when in fact it's the government that has brought about the problem that we're looking for resolution from in the first place. And that's what I want people to understand is they want your dependency. And every time something goes wrong, regardless of what it may be, they love when you go back to them and say, hey, we want answers for this and we want answers for that. We have every right in the world to do so. But in a lot of concerning, I can even take it over to employment right now. Everybody's talking about how the unemployment numbers are down so low. But when you look to the Constitution, can you find in the Constitution where the government has any business in creating jobs? It's their job to get out of the way.
Well,
and you can take that to a plethora of topics, David.
Yeah, I agree. As a matter of fact, you're probably certainly aware of the concept of fascism. And fascism is called the corporate state, where the corporations sit in a round table and decide how the government is run, and the people actually have no voice in it. They're allowed to elect a leader to sit at the monopoly round table. And it's interesting. I produced a radio program on fascism.
And got about 30 seconds.
Oh, sure. It's basically this round table where it's no longer competition in business, it's monopolies. And all of the monopolies, the dairy monopoly, trucking, railroads, whatnot, all sit at the round table of government, and the people get to elect a leader to represent them with the monopolies. Now, the monopolies want the people to elect an idiot so that they get everything they want. The people try to elect a strong guy, a strong-arm guy, so he can beat all these monopolies, and in the long run, there's still no representation, and you're either left with an idiot or a dictator.
Yeah, and it looks like we ended up with both of them, haven't we? In so many different aspects. Thank you for your phone call, David. Always love hearing from you. Friends, we have been talking about Nazi-style disarmament and a congressman in the United States of America talking about forcing gun owners to get rid of assault weapons in part within the last hour. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.